们都不很熟悉。
Seems like we're not very familiar with it.
但是没关系，因为我们的诗歌神都会聆听。
But it's okay, our God will listen to our voice.
当有一天我们到天上，在他宝座面前的时候，我们还要唱更多的新歌。
But one day when we go to heaven, we'll sing a lot more new songs.
所以我们今天多唱点新歌是没有不妨的。
So it's okay to sing a lot of new songs today.
Okay, 让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
天上的父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为我们能够来到你面前来赞美敬拜你。
Because we can come here and praise and thank you.
愿我们的诗歌，我们的颂赞，能够达到主你自己的宝座面前。
May our songs and praise can reach up to the throne.
也学习让我们能够知道父神的心意。
So that we can learn to know about the Father's will.
所以让我们今天的敬拜能够神在当中能够得到最大的赞美。
So may our worship that will be with you, that it will be pleasing to you.
我们将祷告祈求都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
有一段时间我在 William Jewell 那边教过书。
There's a period of time I was teaching in William Jewell.
在我上课的时候，有一个学生他总是坐在最前面。
When I was having class, one student always sit in the first row.
他每一次问我的问题，我都觉得好像这个学生是不是已经修过这门课了。
Every time he asked some questions, I was thinking maybe he had taken this class before.
有一次我就下课后，我就问这个学生，我说你是不是以前已经修过这门课。
So one time after class, I asked him, have you taken this class before?
因为他好像很熟悉这门课里面的，就是前面所有的这些来龙去脉，他好像都知道。
Because he seemed to know a lot about the whole overview of the class.
他说他没有修过。
He said he had not taken the class before.
但是他在 Southwest Bell Company 做事，很多时候需要用这一方面的知识。
But then he said that because when he was working at Southwest Bell, he needs that kind of knowledge.
所以他懂了一点。
So he knows something about it.
当我们今天来到教会敬拜的时候，或者是来到神面前的时候，我们会不会问一些问题是能够把主的心意问出来？
So today when we come to worship God, can we ask some questions that will concern about the will of God?
还是我们问的问题，还是说教会谁是牧师，今天谁司琴等等等。
Or maybe we ask some questions, who's the pastor of the church? Who will be the pianist today? So on.
我们看一下第一个问题是从一个童子他发出来的。
And we look at the first question was asked by a young child.
就是今天我们所读的经文是在创世纪第22章第一节到第14节。
As we have read from Genesis chapter 22, from verse 1 to verse 14.
我们知道我们所读的时候，我们常常是把重点放在亚伯拉罕的身上。
Many times as we read this passage, we put the emphasis on Abraham.
我们觉得他是被神试炼。
We felt that he was tested by God.
那我们也知道他的信心是何等的大。
And we know how great his faith was.
但是我们忘记来看他的这个孩子以撒。
But then sometimes we forgot to look at this son, Isaac.
他只是一个童子。
He's only a child.
在圣经里面说是一个 boy.
A boy.
但是他可以问出神他自己的心意来。
But then he can ask some questions which concern the real world of God.
那我们再看一下这创世纪二十二章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 22 now.
我们知道神对亚伯兰说，你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地区，我要在所指示你的山上把他献为燔祭。
In verse 2 it said, Then God said, Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about.
第三节，亚伯拉罕清早起来，背上驴， 带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。
Verse 3, early in the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac, where he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering. He set out for the place God had told him about.
到了第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那地方。
On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance.
亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说，你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。
He said to his servants, stay here with the donkey while I and my and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you.
亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是二人同行。
Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife as the two of them went on together.
第七节，以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说，父亲啊，亚伯拉罕说，我儿，我在这里。以撒说，请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
Verse 7, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, Father, yes, my son, Abraham replied.The fire and the wood are here, Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
这就把今天第一个问题带出来了。
So here brings out the first question.
燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
Where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
为什么这个童子从小他就知道主的坛献祭需要有一个燔祭的羊羔？
Why does this boy, from his youth, he knew that the altar will need a burnt offering?
可能他从小就已经看到他父亲做过好几次。
Maybe he has seen his father done it many times.
或者他父亲也解释给他说，为什么我们要这样献上羊羔？
Maybe his father told him why we need to sacrifice this lamb.
我们才能够得到神的喜悦。
Then it will be pleasing to God.
没有如此做的话，神不会垂听我们的祷告。
If we don't do this, God will not listen to us.
所以从他小小的心灵里面，他已经知道有这回事。
So from his youth, he knew about this.
所以当他看到他父亲只有柴跟刀带上山上的时候，他说，父亲啊，柴火跟刀带上山上的时候，他说，父亲啊，这个献燔祭的羔羊在哪里？
When he saw that there's wood and fire prepared to take him up to the mountains, then he asked his father, where's the lamb to be sacrificed?
我相信父亲这时候心情可能是最沉重的时候。
I think the heart of Abraham, the father, was very heavy right now.
因为我们知道以撒是不只是他独一的儿子，而是年纪大的时候才有。
Because we know that Isaac not only is his only son, but also a son born when he was real old.
这时候神要试验亚伯拉罕的信心，所以要把这孩子就是要他献上。
Now God wanted to test Abraham's heart, so he wanted him to sacrifice his son.
很多时候我们看到亚伯拉罕他有这样的一个信心。
Many times we saw that Abraham does have that faith.
因为他已经跟仆人讲说，我们去那山上拜一拜，我们就回来。
Because he already told his servant that we're going to go to worship God and we will come back.
他说我们，他没有说我自己会回来。
He said we will come back, not I will come back.
那我们看一看第八节他怎么说呢？
In verse 8, how did he say that?
亚伯拉罕说，我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
He said, Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering.
他这时候他没有看到有羊羔。
At this time, he did not see any lamb yet.
他看到的可能只是他的儿子。
The only thing he saw was his son.
唯有这样如此的献上，神才会喜悦。
Only sacrifice like this will be pleasing to God.
对他来讲，这是一个非常非常大的一个试验。
To him, it's a very, very big test.
昨天我还在跟静我的太太讲，我说如果神这时候没有预备羊羔的话，我不晓得他回去怎么跟他的太太莎拉交代。
I was just talking to my wife Jean yesterday that if he had not this lamb that was prepared, I don't know how he was going to go back and talk to Sarah.
但是我们知道神不误事。
But God will never miss anything.
他自己会预备所燔祭的羊羔。
He will prepare.For the lamb.
所以我们继续看下去的话，到了第九节，他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好， 捆绑他儿子以撒放在坛的柴上。
Let's continue to read from verse 9. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood.
第十节，亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。
Verse 10, then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son.
到这边为止，我没有看到他儿子有一点挣扎。
Even until now, I have not seen Isaac struggling.
我们看一下神他如何预备。
Then we look at how God had prepared.
耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说，亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕，他说我在这里。
But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham, here I am, he replied.
天使说，你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的人，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，留下不给我。
Do not lay a hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son.
13节我们看到神的预备。
In verse 13, we saw the provision of God.
亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊，两脚扣在稠密的小树中。亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来，献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。
Abraham looked up, and there in the thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son.
所以我们看亚伯拉罕就把那个地方起名叫耶和华以勒，直到今日人还说在耶和华的山上必有预备。
So Abraham called the place the Lord will provide, and to this day it is said on the mountain of the Lord it will be provided.
这边我们看到神的公义跟慈爱的两面。
We can see the two sides, the righteousness and also the loving of God.
当人类，我们看到前面亚当夏娃犯罪以后，神他还是要他就是以公义来对待这堕落的人。
After Adam and Eve had sinned, God still wants justice to treat them.
但是我们也看到神他也有慈爱的一面。
But God also has a loving side.
他为亚伯拉罕预备了这燔祭的羔羊。
He provided for this lamb for Abraham.
上个礼拜如果你们在的话，你们听到林弟兄的信息就知道为什么要献上这羔羊。
If you were here last week, you heard Brother Lin talk about why do we need this lamb.
所以今天亚伯拉罕他献上这羔羊的时候，他是把他独一的儿子献上。
So Abraham gave up this sacrifice, he's giving up his only son.
让我们看起来今天主耶稣他为我们钉在十字架上，是不是也是同样的情形？
Today, our Lord Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross, is it for the same reason?
罗马书八章三十二节，他这么说：神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了。
In Romans 8:31, it said, God did not love his only son, and it was sacrificed for mankind.
马可福音第十章四十五节也说：人子来，不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Similarly, in what it said, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but rather to serve, and also to die for all men.
So we can see this is 神一向他所做事的方法。
This is the way of God.
他要我们能够履行他公义的要求，一方面他也他做他慈爱的预备。
He had to want to accomplish the justice side, and also he had a loving side.
实在是我们来到他面前，我们在这边赞美敬拜神，是有一个很高的代价。
Today we come here to worship God. There was a price that was paid.
不然的话，今天我们都不会坐在这里。
Otherwise, we won't be sitting here.
但是神他自己付上那个代价。
But God had paid that price for us.
他买赎了你跟我。
He bought you and I.
所以今天我们会来到他面前，这乃是他的恩典。
So today we come before Him. It's His grace.
所以让我们能够说耶和华以勒。
So we can say the God will provide.
在凡事上他都会预备。
In all things he will provide.
这是第一个问题，从一个童子他的口中所发出的。
So this is the first question coming out from a young boy.
但是他已经开始在 创世纪的时候已经把神的心意已经打开。
So even in Genesis, he opened up the heart of God.
那我们再来看这以色列人 以后他们因为他们从埃及被奴神被奴隶在埃及，然后我们看到摩西把他们带出来。
Let's continue to see the Israelites were slaves into Egypt and how Moses had taken them out.
我们也看到就是摩西他行了十个神迹，最后法老王才把这些以色列人放出去。
We saw that after only the 10 miracles being done before the Pharaoh would let the Israel go.
让他们走到旷野去干什么呢？
So why did they go out to the wilderness?
到旷野他们要去侍奉去敬拜神。
To go to the wilderness so they can worship and praise God there.
你还记得第十个神迹是神怎么做的吗？
Do you remember the last, the 10th miracle?
我们看一下出埃及记第十二章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 12.
从十八节我们看起。
Let's read from verse 18.
然后我们看到第二十七节的前半段。
We'll read to the first part of verse 27.
出埃及记十二章十八节，他说：从正月十四日晚上直到二十一日晚上，你们要吃无酵饼。
In verse 18, it says, In the first month you are to eat the bread made without yeast, from the evening of the 14th day until the evening of the 21st day.
在你们各家中七日之内不可有酵，因为凡吃有酵之物的，无论是寄居的，是本地的，必从以色列的会中剪除。
For 7 days no yeast is to be found in your houses. And whoever eats anything with yeast, it must be cut off from the community of Israel, whether he is an alien or native born.
有效的物你们都不可吃，在你们一切住处要吃无效饼。
Eat nothing made with yeast. Wherever you live, you must eat unleavened bread.
二十一节，于是摩西召了以色列的众长老来，对他们说：你们要按着家口取出羊羔，把这逾越节的羊羔宰了。
Verse 21, Then Moses summoned all the elders of Israel and said to them, Go at once and select the animals for your families and slaughter the Passover lamb.
拿一把牛膝草，沾盆里的血，打在门楣上和左右的门框上，你们谁也不可出自己的房门，直到早晨。
Take a bunch of hyssop, dip it into the blood in the basin, and put some of the blood on top and on both sides of the door frame. No one of you shall go out of the door of his house until morning.
因为耶和华要巡行击杀埃及人，他看见血在门楣上和左右的门框上，就必越过那门，不容诫命，不容灭命的进你们的房屋击杀你们。
When the Lord goes through the land to strike down the Egyptian, he will see the blood on the top and the sides of the doorframe and will pass over the doorway, and he will not permit the destroyer to enter your houses and strike you down.
这里你们要守着，作为你们和你们子孙永远的定例。
Obey these instructions as a lasting ordinance for you and your descendants.
日后你们到了耶和华按着所应许赐给你们的那地，就要守这里。
When you enter the land that the Lord will give you as He promised, observe this ceremony.
你们的儿女问你们说，行这里是什么意思？
And when your children ask you, what does this ceremony mean to you?
你们就说，这是献给耶和华逾越节的祭。
Then tell them, it is the Passover sacrifice to the Lord.
所以我们看到神也知道以后他们的子孙还是会问我们为什么要行这里。
So God knows that the descendants will ask, why do we have to carry this ceremony?
为什么逾越节我们需要宰羊羔？
Why do we have to kill a lamb in the Passover feast?
而且要吃这羊羔。
And then we have to eat this lamb.
他们会问这个问题。
They will ask this question.
但是你说这是献给耶和华逾越节的祭。
And then you can say that this is the lamb to be sacrificed to God.
所以我们看到神他的心意好像一直在执行着。
It seems like the will of God is being progressing.
这个献 燔祭的羔羊好像是一直需要的。
It seems like this lamb is needed continually.
不只是在以前献祭，好像以后还是要守这个祭。
Not only from the past, but also in the future, we still need this ceremony.
所以我们看到以后整个以色列人历史，他们一代一代都是在守着逾越节，也吃着逾越节的羊羔。
So we see that the Israelites, generation after generation, they are observing this Passover feast.
好，这旧约的时代已经过去。
So the Old Testament time had passed.
神把他的独生子耶稣差遣到世上来。
God gave his only son Jesus into this world.
我们看一看第二个问题是谁发出来的。
Let's see who asked the second question.
我们看一下马可福音。
Let's turn to Mark.
第十四章。
Chapter 14.
我们从马可福音十四章。
Mark chapter 14.
我们从十二节，我们一直看到二十五节。
We'll read from verse 12 to verse 25.
除酵节的第一天，就是就是宰逾越羊羔的那一天。门徒对耶稣说：“你吃逾越节的筵席，要我们往哪里去预备呢？”
On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when it was customary to sacrifice the Passover lamb.Jesus' disciple asked him, Where do you want us to go and make preparation for you to eat the Passover?
耶稣就打发两个门徒对他们说，你们进城去，必有人拿着一瓶水迎面而来，你们就跟着他。
So he sent the two of his disciples, telling them, Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you, follow him.
他进那家去，你们就对那家的主人说，夫子说，客房在哪里？我与门徒好在那里吃逾越节的筵席。
Say to the owner of the house he enters, the teacher asks, Where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?
他必指给你们摆设整齐的一间大楼，你们就在那里为我们预备。
He will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. Make preparation for us there.
门徒出去进了城，所遇见的正如耶稣所说的。他们就预备了逾越节的筵席。
The disciples left, went into the city, and found things just as Jesus has told them. So they prepared the Passover.
到了晚上，耶稣和十二个门徒都来了。
When evening came, Jesus arrived with the 12.
他们坐席正吃的时候，耶稣说：“我实在告诉你们，你们中间有一个与我同吃的人要卖我了。”
While they were reclining at the table eating, he said, I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me.
他们就忧愁起来，一个一个地问他说，是我吗？
They were saddened, and one by one they asked to him, Surely not I.
耶稣对他们说，是十二个门徒中同我沾手在盘子里的那个人。
It is one of the 12, he replied, one who dips bread into the bowl with me.
人子必要去世，正如经上指着他所写的，但卖人子的人有祸了，那人不生在世上倒好。
The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him, but woe to the man who betrays the Son of Man. It will be better for him if he had not been born.
他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝福了，就拨开递给他们说，你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。
While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, saying, Take it, this is my body.
又拿起杯来祝谢了，递给他们，他们都喝了。
Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, and they will drink from it.
耶稣说，这是我立约的血，为多人流出来的。
This is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many, he said to them.
我实在告诉你们，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在神的国里喝新的那日子。
I tell you the truth, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God.
所以我们看到第二个问题是谁问的呢？
So you saw that who asked the second question?
耶稣的门徒。
Jesus' disciples.
他们可能跟耶稣已经到了第三年了。
They probably spent 3 years already with Jesus.
他们前两年，他们已经跟耶稣已经吃过这逾越节的筵席。
In the past years, they have eaten, celebrated this Passover with Jesus already.
每一次也都吃了这烤羊肉。
And every time they ate this lamb.
到了这第三年的时候，他们也在问，我们到哪边去预备呢？
On the third year, they ask the same question: Where do we prepare this feast?
我想他们可能不知道，这次是最后一次跟主耶稣一起同吃。
They probably don't know this is the last time they will be eating with Jesus.
多少年来，多少年代，他们每一年每一年都是在守这个日子。
Years after years, generation after generation, they are observing this Passover.
特别是在2月14号的时候，他们每一次都吃这个羊羔。
Especially in February 14, they will eat this lamb.
但是我们看到主耶稣他自己，他讲了一个很重要的，回答了一个很重要的事情。
But Jesus had answered a very important thing.
我们看到22节，耶稣拿起饼来祝福了，就拨开递给他们说：“你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。”
In verse 22, when they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, saying, Take it, this is my body.
吃完了，我们看24节，他也说，这是我立约的血，为多人流出来。
And in verse 24, after that, this is my blood, my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many.
我们看到，他已经在预表有一个羊羔，就是他自己要上十字架的道路。
He was already revealing that this lamb as his himself that will be dying for all.
我们知道这件事情以后，他出去就要快开始被逮捕了。
And we know that after this, he will be captured.
而且我们知道过程以后有审判，到最后他被钉死在十字架上。
And after that, there was the judgment. He was nailed on the cross.
他就是神他所预备的那羔羊。
He was the lamb that was prepared by God.
就像约翰福音第一章29节说，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
Just like in John chapter 1 verse 19, it said, when John the Baptist said, "Look, this is the Son of God to take away the sins of the world."
他是神的羔羊，为除去世人罪孽的。
He is the Lamb of God to take away the sins of God. Amen.
所以我们看到他们好像吃逾越节的筵席到这边为止。
It seems like the Passover will stop here.
以后他们可能是要守的，反而就是要吃这饼喝这杯。
After that, what they need to observe is to this communion to eat the body and also the blood.
所以每一个第一个主日，每个月第一个主日，我们在这边还是要喝饼和杯。
So in the first Sunday of every month, that we will eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
我们好像不再吃烤羊肉了。
Seems like we were not eating the lamb.
但是今天我们确实要守这个饼和杯。But
today we need to observe this communion.
第一个，我们看到燔祭的羔羔已经献上。First
we saw that the lamb has been sacrificed.
那个是自愿的献上。That
was voluntary.
但是到这边是必要的。But
here we must do.
我们看到我们在吃这饼吃这杯的时候，我们是纪念他的死。When
we eat the bread and drink of the cup, we remember his death.
但更是我们等候他的再来。But
more so that we are waiting for his return.
所以门徒他们问这个问题，也是把神的心意问出来了。So
when the disciple asked of this, he asked of the heart of God.
第一个是童子所问的，第二个是门徒所问的。The
first one is by the boy, and then the second one is by the disciples.
第三个问题，你猜是谁问的？
Who do you think the third question was asked for?
让我们翻到《使徒行传》第八章。Let's
turn to Acts chapter 8.
这边有一个很特别的人。There's
a special person here.
他是提阿伯太监。He's
a eunuch from Ethiopia.
我们看他问了什么问题。
Let's see what kind of question he asked.
我们从26节，使徒行传第8章26节，我们一起看到第39节。
We'll read from verse 26 all the way to verse 39, Acts chapter 8.
有主的一个使者对腓力说，起来，向南走，从往 那从耶路撒冷下加萨的路上去，那路是旷野。
Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, go south to the road, the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza.
腓力就起身去了，不料有一个埃提阿伯人是个大有大权的太监，在埃提阿伯女王甘大基的手下总管银库，他上耶路撒冷礼拜去了。
So he started out, and on his way, he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of Candace, queen of Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship.
现在回来，在车上坐着，念先知以赛亚的书。
And on his way home, was sitting in his chariot, reading the book of Isaiah the prophet.
圣灵对腓力说，你去，贴近那车走。
The Spirit told Philip,Go to the chariot and stay near it.
腓力就跑到太监那里，听见他念先知以赛亚的书，便问他说，你所念的，你明白吗？
Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. Do you understand what you are reading? Philip asked.
他说，没有人指教我，怎能明白呢？于是请腓力上车与他同坐。
How can I, he said, unless someone explains it to me?So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him.
他所念的那段经说，他像羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊羔在剪毛人的手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
The eunuch was reading the passage of scripture. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter. A lamb before the shearer is silent. So he did not open his mouth.
他卑微的时候，人不按公义审判他。谁能诉说他的世代？因为他的生命从地上夺去。
In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth.
太监对腓力说：“请问，先知说这话是指着谁？是指着自己呢？自己呢？是指着别人呢？”
The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about? Himself or someone else?"
35节，腓力就开口从这经上起，对他传讲耶稣。
Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus.
二人正往前走，有了水的地方，太监说，看哪，这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？
As they traveled along the road, they came to some water and eunuch said,Look, here's water. Why shouldn't I be baptized?
37节有的英文的版本可能没有写，但是中文却有这样说。腓力说，你若是一心相信就可以。他回答说，我信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
In verse 37, the English translation, the NIV at least, was not there, but it actually is in Chinese here.Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may, the eunuch answered. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
38节，于是吩咐车站住，腓力和太监二人同下水里去，腓力就给他施洗。
Verse 38, and he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him.
从水里上来，主的灵把腓力提了去，太监也不再见他了，就欢欢喜喜地走路。
When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing.
我们看到这第三个问题是从一个外邦人而来的。
We saw that the third question was asked by a Gentile.
他是一个做大臣的。
He was a great official.
他是从就是现在的伊索比亚的地方来的。
It's from Ethiopia.
而且他不只是他有大权，而且我们知道他是总管银库。
And he had great authority, and he was in charge of the treasury.
而且我们知道他也有一个宗教的热忱。
And he is also very religious.
不然的话，他不会旅行那么远，从伊索比亚一直来到耶路撒冷。
Otherwise, he won't be traveling from Ethiopia to Jerusalem.
他也在读经文。
He also is reading the scriptures.
但是他懂不懂呢？
But did he understand?
我们知道他的问题是腓力就近他的时候问他懂不懂，他说没有人指教我怎能明白呢。
When Philip asked him, do you understand? He said, how can I unless someone explains it to me?
他有一个谦卑的心。
He have a humble heart.
神就把他开他的眼睛。
So God opened up his eyes.
那时候他正看的是以赛亚书里面所写的，他像羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊羔在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
He was reading from Isaiah. He was like a sheep to the slaughter, and a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
怎么会这么巧？这时候他也看到也是那个羊的事情，或是羊羔的事情。
Why is it such a coincidence that he was reading something about the lamb?
而且我们看到，腓力就从这边开始对他传讲耶稣。
And then Philip started to preach about Jesus to him.
但是我们知道腓力他的灵感动是从圣灵而来。
We know Philip was really moved by Holy Spirit.
那我们看到这太监他把这两个事情连在一起了。
So the eunuch pulled the two things together.
哦，羊羔跟主耶稣原来是神他所预备的。
So the Lamb of God and Jesus Christ is provided by God.
他心里明白过来。
His heart understand.
所以他们的车子到一个水边的时候，他自己说停车，他要下去受浸。
So when they come to the river, he said, "Stop the chariot, I want to be baptized."
这边好像没有看到腓力说你必须要受浸还是怎么样，而是我们看到啊，这位大臣他自己心里明白过来，他愿意受浸。
We did not see here that Philip said you must be baptized in order to be saved, but rather. The unit had proposed that he wants to be baptized.
因为他看到原来燔祭的羊羔，哦，就是主耶稣这位。
Because he saw that the burnt offering lamb was Jesus himself.
他读的时候，他原来还以为说这是先知以赛亚他指的自己所说的。
Originally, he thought that maybe the passage was concerning Isaiah himself.
腓力一讲，他明白过来，说这不是，这是乃是指的主耶稣所说的。
After Philip talked about it, no, this is really referring to Jesus Christ.
我们看到他明白过来，他的回答马上就是正确的回答。他说：“我信耶稣基督是神的儿子。”在37节里面。
After he understood, in verse 37, it said that he understood, and then he said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God."
我们看到他从水里起来以后，他欢欢喜喜的走路。
And after he came up from the water, he went on joyfully.
因为他已经看到神所预备的。
Because he saw the provision of God.
他已经看到神的要求需要都在这位主耶稣基督身上已经实现。
All the requirement of God was fulfilled in this Jesus Christ.
他今天在这水里面受浸，他也与这位永生的主宰已经连结。
Because he was baptized here, that he was connected with this eternal God, Jesus Christ.
所以我们可以从这三个问题里面，我们可以理出神的心意。
So from these three questions, we can find out the heart of God.
第一个，我们看到是一个童子所问的问题。
The first question was asked by a boy.
我们看到父神，他的父亲做了解答。
And his father had an answer for him.
神他会自己预备。
God will provide.
第二个，我们看到耶稣门徒问这问题的时候。耶稣自己做了这个解答。
And second, when we saw the disciples ask the question, Jesus himself gave the answers.
当这以索皮亚这个大臣他问了这问题的时候，我们看了腓力借着圣灵也回答了他的问题。
When the Ethiopian official asked the question, Philip through the Holy Spirit answered the question.
我们看到从父神、从耶稣他自己、从圣灵都印证了他就是那位羔羊。
So from the Father, from the Holy Spirit, and from Jesus himself, we have confirmed about this Lamb of God.
他不只是可以献上当作燔祭的羔羊，他也是献上当作赎罪祭人的羔羊。
Not only he can be sacrificed as a burnt offering, but also can be sacrificed as a redemption.
两个都是需要的。
We need both.
我刚刚讲过，一个是自愿的，一个是必须的。
And earlier I have talked about one is voluntary, the other one is a must.
你要到神的面前来赞美敬拜他吗？ 那个是看你的心有没有这样预备好。
If you want to come here and worship God, then you have to ask, is your heart ready?
当我们在神的家里面，当我们信主以后，我们吃这逾越节的筵席，今天已经是饼和杯，是必须的。
Today, when we observe this Passover, we will take the bread, we will take the cup, and that was mandatory.
我们看到这神的羔羊，它在神眼光中是何等的重要。
So we saw that the Lamb of God to God is very important.
神的羔羊所提到，圣经提到没有停在这里。
And the Lamb of God did not stop here as far as the Bible is concerned.
如果你们继续在读新约下面的话，你们可以看到在哥林多前书五章七节，他说：“因为我们逾越节的羔羊耶稣已经被杀献祭了。”
Then we continue to see from 1 Corinthians that the Passover lamb has already been slain, it's been sacrificed.
彼得前书一章十九节甚至也讲到，他是乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
And then in 1 Peter 1:19 said, the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect.
我们继续再往前看。
And then continue to look forward.
到了这本圣经最后一卷书。
To the last book of the Bible.
是不是还有再提到羔羊呢？
Did it mention about the Lamb of God?
还有。
Yes, there is.
刚刚我们在读经的时候，宇辉弟兄带我们就已经读了启示录五章六节，他说我看见宝座的四活物并长老中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的。
And earlier we have already read from Revelation that the lamb of the throne, it seems like it's been slain.
到了五章十二节，他又说他听见宝座和活物并长老的周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万，大声说曾被杀的羔羊是配的权柄、丰富能力、尊贵、荣耀、称颂的。
And also from chapter 5 that around the throne there is this the elders and the angels and there is the lamb who was slain.
到了启示录十四章第四节。
And also Revelation 14 verse 4.
上个主日林弟兄也提到。
And last Sunday, Brother Lane had mentioned this also.
羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随了他。
Regardless of where the lamb will go, and they will follow.
他们是从人间买来的，做出熟的果子，归与神和羔羊。
They are bought in the land and to be belong first fruit to be belong first fruit of God and the Lamb.
我们再看下去到启示录十七章十四节。
We continue to see from chapter 17, verse 14.
好像还有一个征战。
Seems like there's another battle there.
他们受与羔羊征战，羔羊必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万主之主，万王之王。同着羔羊的，就是蒙召被选、有忠心的，也必得胜。
They will make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will overcome them, because he is Lord of lords and King of kings.And with him will be called chosen and faithful followers.
到了十九章第九节，也是在启示录里面，他说：“凡被请赴羔羊婚宴的有福了。”这是神真实的话。
And also from chapter 19, verse 9, writing that blessed those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, "These are the true words of God."
启示录到最后二十一章二十三节。他说那城就是新耶路撒冷城，城内又不用日光照日月光照，因为神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。
And then to 21 verse 23, the city which is Jerusalem does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们会不会是做那出熟的果子呢？
Are we going to be the first fruit?
归给神和羔羊。
To belong to the God, to God and the Lamb.
还是我们借着他能够得胜，在征战里面能够得胜。
Or through him that we can overcome in the battle.
还是不是我们有接到这羔羊婚宴的请帖了呢？
Have we received the invitation to the wedding?
是不是我们在这边，我们受羔羊的光照呢？
Are we being lighted by the Lamb of God?
如果我们还没有的话，我希望你们都在邀请，被邀请之内。
If we have not been, I hope that you all will be invited to.
如果已经被邀请了，我希望你们也是欢欢喜喜的，能够来跟随着羔羊。
If you have been invited, I hope that we can all be joyfully following this lamb.
我知道如果有婚宴的话，我知道我没有被请到，我一定很难过。
I know if there's a wedding, if I was not invited, then I'd feel sad about it.
虽然很多时候我们还要为预备礼物，好像伤脑筋，还是我们时间还要腾出来，有时候好像很难安排，但是我们每一次去都是蛮有喜乐。
Even though there may be headache of getting the wedding gift, we have to set aside the time, but still, every time we go, it will be so joyful.
这次我们最近去参加的乃是 Daniel 跟 Rebecca 他们的婚礼。
And the last wedding we went to was Daniel and Rebecca's wedding.
我相信去的人我们都很欢喜快乐。
I think those who went was very joyful with them.
希望那个最后一次婚礼，羔羊的婚礼的时候，你们都被请在里面。
I hope that for the final wedding of the Lamb, you will be all invited.
我们看到这整本圣经里面。
We saw that in this whole Bible.
里面好像有一个羔羊，他把整个圣经把它串起来。
It seems like the whole Bible is pulling the Lamb together.
而且这边还要说被杀的羔羊。
And then it said the Lamb that has been slain.
他曾经在十字架上为我们舍身流血。
He died on the cross for us.
好像如此的话，整个神的心意才能满足。
Seems like after that, the heart of God will be fulfilled.
弟兄姐妹们，我们会不会问这样的一个问题呢？
Brother and sister, do we know how to ask these questions?
像今天三个问题。
Let's like today we have three questions.
第一个可以代表是旧约以色列人他们所问的问题。
The first one can represent the question of the Old Testament time.
燔祭的羔羊在哪里呢？
Where is the lamb of the burnt offering?
在新约的以色列人，他们也这样问。
In the New Testament, the Israelites also asked,
我们到哪边去预备吃这逾越节的筵席呢？
Where do we go to prepare for this feast?
到最后，第三个问题是从外邦人，就等于是你我发出来的问题。
And then the third question is from the Gentiles, just like a question from you and I.
没有人解释，我们怎能明白呢？
If no one explains it, how can we understand it?
但是今天圣灵已经很清楚地解释了。
But the Holy Spirit has explained it today.
我们实在是没有拒绝的余地。
There is no ground for refusal.
今天已经很清楚，羔羊，它这是神所预备的。
We are very clear that this lamb was prepared by God.
让我们去低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你借着这三个问题，把我们带到你的心意里面。
Through these three questions, you have brought us into your heart.
主，让我们能够知道，也能够领受，就像那安提阿的那个大臣。
So that we can know and understand and receive, just like the Ethiopian eunuch.
让我们今天不只领受，而且是欢欢喜喜的愿意浸在那水里。
Not only that we can receive it, that we can be baptized into it joyfully.
因为我们知道羔羊他乃是最后万王之王，万主之主。
Because we know the Lamb will be the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
你是那位坐宝座的。
Because you are the one who are on the throne.
你是配得我们称颂的。
You are worthy of our praise.
我们将来在那新耶路撒冷城里面，我们还是要以羔羊为灯。
Even in the New Jerusalem, we will treat the Lamb to be the one on the throne.
主，求你天天光照我们。
Lord, shine on us daily.
领导我们走这地上的路。
Guide us on the way of this in this world.
虽然有时候有许多的患难或者许多的困难。
Even though many times we have trials and tribulation.
但是我们有羔羊的光照，我们还怕什么呢？
But with this lamp from the lamp, what will we be fear of?
如果我们今天还有人也愿意也受羔羊的光照，也求主自己光照他们。
And if any of those who are here want to be shine on, may your light shine on them.
愿他们也愿意接受这位羔羊成他们的主。
So that they too can receive this Lamb as their Lord and Savior.
我们这样祷告都是奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray all this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. 129首。